Being joined now by Dover head softball coach Melissa Bott. And coach, coming off that big tournament win yesterday against John Glenn 6-3, talk to us a little bit about that game. You know, you guys got four runs right off the rip in the top of the first inning and just hung on and picked up that win 6-3.
Yes, we did. First of all, thank you for having me on. Scoring four runs in the first inning is always huge. It's huge for our offense to feel that spark right away, and it's also huge for our pitching to be able to settle in and just worry about throwing strikes. If we give up a big hit, we know we're going to get one. So that was huge for our confidence and being able to play loose the whole game.
Coach, I know we chatted a little bit before we went on here. We talked about your seven seniors. Talk about how important those girls have been for you throughout the season.
Yeah, having this huge senior class, they have all contributed in lots of different ways, and they all are very much so mainstay players who bring something to the table. We've got great leadership in the outfield. All three of our starting outfielders are seniors, and they have built so much out there in communication and laying the groundwork. And we have a huge, our battery is seniors, and our two of our pitchers and our catcher, and we've gotten something from third, and they have done a wonderful job. They've stuck it out. It's easy as a senior in the spring to kind of lose focus, and they've done a wonderful job in helping keeping the entire team with it and ready to go, and they're sure not ready to be done yet, and we're not ready to allow them to be done, so we're going to let this roll as long as we can work it through.
Well, Coach, I think it's good anytime you have that senior leadership. It's a very drastic difference from last year when you only graduated three seniors. You know, I know you've got some powerful stuff coming, you know, behind these seniors as well. You know, Alexis Renner's had a great year. Boo Johnson's had a great year. And, you know, you guys really, Kenzie Holt is another one. You guys really continue to reload behind these seniors as well.
Yeah, we're very excited moving ahead. It's amazing to have a senior class like we do. Great people, great players, great athletes. And it is very promising, our future, with what we have coming back again next year. Like you said, very, still solid on our defense coming back. And our JV team also has some wonderful players down there. We had Coach Morris and Coach Polsey working with them all through the season, and we heard nothing but great things. So we are very excited with what we've got, pushing them along.
Well, Coach, let's take a turn to the next battle that you've got coming up on Tuesday at Harrison Central High School at 5 o'clock. You'll take on number 2, St. Clairsville. You guys are 16-9. They are obviously the higher seed. What have you seen from St. Clairsville so far? What do you know about them, and what do you expect?
Well, we love where we're coming from as far as being a lower seed. That couldn't bother us any less. We know that we've got to show up to play, and we have tried to focus on our game and what we need to do. We've got to shut them down on defense. Our pitchers need to hit their spots, and we're going to have to score runs. What we know from St. Clairsville is they're always a competitive team. They have solid pitching, some solid hitters, but we really have tried to focus on us, and we know that we've got to show up and play our best, and great things are going to happen. So that's what we've been trying to do.
Hey, Coach, what have been some of the strengths for your team this year? And I guess a two-parter, what do you have to work on going forward if you want to make this an even longer tournament run, which I know you do?
Yes, we definitely do. We need to work on shutting down any big innings from the other team. We've done a good job jumping on them offensively, and we've struggled just a little bit on not letting the other team have that big inning right along with us, in using the momentum from our offensive side and shutting it down on the defensive side. I do think we've improved on that, but that's always something we'd like to see get a little bit better. I think our strength is definitely that our whole team buys in and has gained confidence throughout the year that we're great hitters. We can field the ball. We can throw the ball. We're going to play with everybody. We're going to compete, and nobody should count us out because we do have that confidence, and we play loose. They're there, they're having fun, they pick each other up, And it is an amazing and wonderful. It's such a fun team to coach.
Well, Coach, we couldn't be more excited to continue to follow you. We hope you get that win on Tuesday. But before we let you go, our Facebook poll question this week has to do with your favorite number, sports numbers. Like, it could be your own. Of course, you played college softball, high school softball, and all that good stuff. It could be that. It could be a favorite sports number from somebody that you grew up watching, you know, play a sport. What is your favorite sports number?
Oh, I just saw this on Facebook actually just earlier today. let's see.
And it was of course our Facebook page, right?
Yes.
Just making sure. Okay.
Yes. I'm sorry. I wore number 23 in college, but I don't know. I always looked up to watching my dad play, and he was number 15 as well. So I think 15 is my favorite sports number.
Yeah, I'm sure you just made dad proud right there. But, you know, anytime anyone says 23, you know, we all think maybe Michael Jordan or LeBron. But, you know, that's how numbers work in everyone's head. Numbers are weird in everybody else's head.
I think it's Coach B.
No, see, I went with 15, so I didn't sound like everybody else saying 23 for them.
I'm with you.
If it was 23, it was Michael Jordan.
There you go. Well, thank you, Coach, for joining us tonight on the Big Z Sports Show. Good luck the rest of the way, and we hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.